Ever felt overwhelmed by the world's problems? That sinking feeling when you see another headline about climate change, poverty, or human rights abuses? Michael Norton's groundbreaking book, 365 Ways to Change the World, offers a refreshing antidote to this paralysis. The book has become something of a cult classic among social activists and changemakers, with figures like Jane Goodall praising its practical approach to global citizenship. What makes this work particularly powerful is how it transforms abstract global issues into concrete daily actions, turning ordinary people into agents of positive change without requiring them to abandon their day jobs or donate their life savings. Norton's premise is deceptively simple, yet profoundly empowering. Meaningful global change doesn't require superhuman effort or special abilities. It just needs consistent, thoughtful action from ordinary people. As the book has circulated among university campuses and community organizations, it sparked thousands of grassroots initiatives across continents. Let's explore how this revolutionary manual transforms good intentions into meaningful impact one day at a time. Norton's genius lies in his organizational approach to tackling global challenges. Rather than presenting an overwhelming list of world problems that could paralyze readers with their scope, he structures his book as a day-by-day guide through the calendar year. Each date features a specific issue alongside a practical action anyone can take to address it. This format transforms abstract global challenges into manageable daily opportunities, making world-changing action accessible to everyone, regardless of their resources or experience. January 1st sets the tone perfectly. Instead of making traditional New Year's resolutions, Norton encourages readers to start a personal revolution through deliberate action. He embraces Samuel Beckett's philosophy: no matter, try again, fail again, fail better, reminding us that persistence matters more than perfection. For example, he suggests starting with simple actions like committing to learn about one global issue each week or dedicating 15 minutes daily to a cause you care about. This mindset shift is crucial. It moves us from feeling helpless about world problems to recognizing our agency to create change, no matter how small the initial steps might seem. The calendar approach ingeniously connects individual actions to international observances and global movements. On International Women's Day, March 8th, readers learn about female Nobel Peace Prize winners like Malala Yousafzai and Wangari Maathai and are encouraged to research women leaders and share their stories. World AIDS Day, December 1st, includes sobering statistics about the pandemic alongside practical ways to support prevention and treatment efforts, from local fundraising to educational initiatives. Earth Day, April 22nd, combines environmental education with specific actions like starting a community garden or organizing a neighborhood cleanup. By linking personal actions to global awareness days, Norton helps readers feel connected to larger movements while taking concrete steps in their own lives. What makes this framework particularly effective is its flexibility and adaptability to different lifestyles and interests. Readers can open the book to the current date for immediate inspiration or flip through to find causes that resonate with their personal interests. Some days focus on quick actions that take just minutes, like signing a petition or making a small donation, while others suggest more involved projects, like organizing community events or starting advocacy campaigns. This choose-your-own-adventure approach respects readers' autonomy while providing structure and guidance. Whether you're passionate about environmental conservation, human rights, poverty reduction, or peace building, there's a pathway for meaningful engagement that fits your values and lifestyle. The framework also builds in natural progression throughout the year. Early entries often focus on personal development and education, helping readers build knowledge and confidence. As the year advances, suggested actions become more complex and community-oriented, allowing readers to grow their impact organically. This thoughtful sequencing helps prevent burnout while fostering sustained engagement with global issues. Environmental issues feature prominently throughout Norton's book, reflecting their interconnection with nearly every aspect of human welfare. Rather than presenting climate change and environmental degradation as insurmountable challenges, Norton breaks them down into manageable actions that collectively create significant impact. On January 3rd, readers learn about climate change's effects, including melting ice in Antarctica and retreating mountain glaciers. Instead of stopping at alarming statistics, Norton introduces George Marshall, who reduced his carbon emissions by 50% in 1 year, and suggests practical steps like replacing standard light bulbs with energy-efficient alternatives and reducing car travel. This pattern, presenting a problem, sharing an inspiring example, and offering concrete actions, empowers readers rather than overwhelming them. Water conservation receives similar treatment on March 22, World Day for Water, where Norton explains how rainwater harvesting offers a simple solution to water scarcity. He contrasts the ease with which wealthy nations access clean water against the daily struggle faced by billions worldwide, particularly women and children who walk hours to reach water sources. The entry encourages readers to collect roof runoff and implement other water-saving measures, connecting personal habits to global water security. Norton doesn't shy away from confronting environmentally destructive industries. On February 18th, he exposes how the shrimp industry devastates marine ecosystems and coastal communities. For every pound of shrimp caught, trawlers discard 10 pounds of marine life, while shrimp farming has destroyed 25% of tropical mangrove forests in just 20 years. By educating readers about these hidden environmental costs, Norton encourages more conscious consumption. Perhaps most powerfully, Norton addresses everyday environmental choices that seem small but collectively create enormous impact. His February 22nd entry on plastic bags reveals their devastating environmental toll, persisting for 15 to 1,000 years while killing at least 100,000 birds, whales, seals, and turtles annually. The solution is refreshingly simple: carry reusable bags and recycle any plastic bags you do acquire. This exemplifies Norton's approach of making environmental stewardship accessible through small, manageable changes in daily habits. Throughout the book, Norton demonstrates how ordinary people can advance human rights and social justice through awareness, advocacy, and direct action. His approach emphasizes both the universal nature of human rights and the particular challenges faced by marginalized communities worldwide. January 6 introduces readers to Amnesty International, founded in 1961 when British lawyer Peter Benenson read about Portuguese students imprisoned for toasting liberty. The organization's strategy of having supporters adopt prisoners of conscience from different political blocs proved remarkably effective, showing that even those living under oppressive regimes hadn't been forgotten. Norton encourages readers to join this global movement that continues to advocate for those suffering human rights violations. The book doesn't flinch from addressing difficult topics like child soldiers, August 15th, where readers learn that over 300,000 children serve in combat worldwide, some abducted, others volunteering due to mistreatment by government forces. These children receive minimal training before being thrust into battle, resulting in higher fatality rates than adult soldiers. Norton highlights the Straight 18 Plan, an international effort to ban the use of child soldiers by setting 18 as the minimum age for military recruitment. Women's rights receive particular attention throughout the book. On July 20, Norton contrasts male and female perspectives on issues like aggression and warfare, noting that the architects of the Iraq War were almost exclusively men. He introduces the Guerrilla Girls, an anonymous feminist collective that uses humor to expose sexism and racism in politics, art, film, and culture. Their definition of feminism as a fundamental worldview, recognizing that half of humanity deserves equality, provides a powerful framework for understanding gender justice. Norton also addresses discrimination based on caste, disability, and other factors. His July 27th entry explains how Hinduism's caste system condemns 160 million Dalits in India and 260 million across Asia to extreme discrimination, denied water access, relegated to the worst jobs, and suffering poor health and education. By exposing these injustices, Norton encourages readers to recognize and challenge discrimination in all its forms. Norton doesn't separate environmental and social concerns from economic systems. Instead, he helps readers understand how their economic choices connect to global justice issues while offering practical alternatives to exploitative practices. His approach integrates personal responsibility with systemic change, demonstrating how individual choices can collectively impact global economic structures. Fair trade features prominently in Norton's approach to economic justice. On January 4th, he explains how fair trade coffee provides small producers with stable income at more than double the market price, which has fallen dramatically since the 1990s, particularly affecting small family farmers in countries like Ethiopia, Uganda, and Honduras. Beyond coffee, he explores fair trade's impact on cocoa, tea, and textile industries, where certified producers receive guaranteed minimum prices and social premiums for community development projects. The entry encourages readers to buy fair trade coffee and advocate for coffee chains to sell only fair trade products, while also explaining how fair trade certification ensures environmental standards and prohibits child labor. Norton also challenges readers to reconsider their relationship with consumption. His November 26 entry introduces World Buy Nothing Day, highlighting that 20% of the world consumes over 80% of natural resources, largely through unnecessary purchases. He provides striking examples of overconsumption, noting that the average American throws away 65 pounds of clothing per year, and that global fashion industry produces 10% of global carbon emissions. The annual event encourages participants to turn the economy off for a day by not spending a single penny, prompting reflection on the environmental and ethical consequences of purchasing habits. Norton suggests practical alternatives like clothing swaps, repair cafes, and minimalist living approaches. Labor rights receive thoughtful treatment throughout the book. On February 4th, Norton exposes how fashion and sports retailers like Gap, Diesel, and Nike employ sweatshop labor, with over 23.6 million people working in sweatshops across 160 countries. He details specific cases, such as Bangladesh's Rana Plaza collapse, which killed 1,134 garment workers in 2013, illustrating the human cost of fast fashion. He urges consumers to demand retailers eliminate sweatshops by questioning stores about their manufacturing practices, including factory conditions, living wages, and enforcement of human rights codes. Norton also highlights successful labor rights campaigns and companies prioritizing ethical manufacturing. Norton also highlights innovative economic models that prioritize justice and sustainability. His July 1 entry commemorates International Day of Cooperatives, tracing the movement's origins to 1844 Rochdale, England, where 28 craftsmen pooled resources to open a store selling basic goods at fair prices. He explores modern cooperative success stories, from Spain's Mondragon Corporation to REI in the United States, demonstrating how cooperatives enable democratic workplace governance and equitable profit sharing. He explains how cooperatives enable people to work together for mutual benefit through economies of scale, with profits distributed as dividends to members rather than distant shareholders. The entry also examines emerging cooperative models in renewable energy, housing, and digital platforms. Throughout the book, Norton emphasizes that meaningful change happens through strengthened communities. He offers numerous strategies for building connections across differences and creating spaces where people can collaborate for the common good. February 17th introduces Meetup.com as a tool for connecting people with shared interests to form influential local community groups. These informal monthly gatherings in public spaces welcome anyone and cover thousands of topics, from Spanish speakers to environmental activists, from wine lovers to Harry Potter fans. Norton explains how these groups build community, influence politics and provide enjoyment for over 1 million people worldwide. Norton also highlights the importance of physical spaces for community building. On September 2nd, he celebrates the concept of public parties in unexpected locations as a way to bring people together. He shares examples like Reclaim the Beach events on a small sandy stretch of the Thames River in London and the Space Hijackers, who transformed a London Underground Circle Line train into a moving disco. These creative gatherings reclaim public space for community enjoyment and connection. Food plays a central role in Norton's vision of community building. His November 13th entry introduces Food Not Bombs, an organization that recovers food that would otherwise be discarded and transforms it into hot vegetarian meals served in city parks to anyone in need. Beyond addressing hunger, these communal meals create spaces where people from different backgrounds can connect over shared nourishment. Norton also recognizes the importance of intergenerational community. His October 20th entry highlights Room to Read, which creates educational opportunities in Asia by building schools and libraries. The organization partners with villages that contribute land, labor, materials, and cash, fostering community ownership and intergenerational investment in education. This approach has enabled rapid growth. In just 4 years, the organization helped over 510,000 children through schools, libraries, and scholarships. Norton recognizes technology's potential to accelerate positive change when used thoughtfully. Throughout the book, he introduces digital tools and platforms that amplify individual actions and connect like-minded changemakers across geographical boundaries, transforming how social movements organize and operate in the modern era. On January 13th, he explains how the internet enables effective activism by connecting thousands of people quickly and inexpensively. The 1999 Anti-World Trade Organization demonstration in Seattle demonstrated this power, where ideas spread globally with mouse clicks. This protest, which drew 50,000 participants, became a blueprint for digital organizing. Norton provides practical guidance for becoming a virtual activist by creating email lists, producing e-newsletters, and suggesting simple actions supporters can take. He emphasizes the importance of clear calls to action, consistent messaging, and building engaged online communities through regular communication and feedback loops. Norton also highlights innovative uses of digital technology in resource-limited settings. His February 6 entry describes Wi-Fi technology's revolutionary benefits for developing regions with limited infrastructure. In Uttar Pradesh, India, a decorated bicycle rickshaw carries a Wi-Fi-connected computer, allowing a traveling instructor to teach computer skills to villagers. This Internet on Wheels initiative has reached over 200 villages and trained thousands in basic digital literacy. In remote Nepal, yak farmers use Wi-Fi to communicate with family, access healthcare information, and trade online through solar-powered relay stations mounted on trees. These stations, maintained by local communities, have transformed isolated regions into connected hubs of commerce and communication. The book explores how digital tools can preserve and share knowledge across boundaries. On September 8th, International Literacy Day, Norton introduces Indian academic Brij Kothari's same-language subtitling of Bollywood film songs on television as an inexpensive, effective literacy tool. When viewers see subtitles, they automatically try to read along, creating a natural learning process that has reached over 200 million Indian TV viewers. The program has helped functional literacy rates increase by 25% to 30% in participating regions, with particularly strong results among school-aged children and young adults. Norton doesn't present technology as a panacea, however. His January 24th entry acknowledges that while the internet has transformed communication by enabling instant global contact and access to vast information, it also isolates us from real human interaction. He cites studies showing increased rates of depression and anxiety linked to excessive screen time, and describes how digital dependency can erode community bonds. He encourages readers to observe Internet-Free Day on the last Sunday in January, disconnecting to engage with the physical world, meeting people, walking, cycling, or simply getting outside. This practice, he argues, helps maintain balance between digital connectivity and authentic human experience. Norton concludes this section by emphasizing that technology should serve as a tool for human connection and social progress, not a replacement for direct action and community engagement. He provides examples of successful hybrid approaches that combine digital organizing with traditional grassroots activism, creating more resilient and effective social movements. Throughout the book, Norton demonstrates how stories shape our understanding of the world and our place in it. By sharing alternative narratives and encouraging readers to create their own, he offers powerful tools for social change. He emphasizes that stories aren't just entertainment. They're the fundamental way humans make sense of their experiences and communicate values across generations. September 18th celebrates storytelling as humanity's oldest tradition, from 30,000 years ago when hairy, grunting cave dwellers gathered by fires to share tales of their hunts, to a millennium ago when entire fiefdoms and kingdoms assembled to hear storytellers perform. Norton traces how storytelling evolved from these ancient origins through medieval troubadours, Renaissance theater, and into modern digital media. He explains how entire cultures and histories have been preserved through oral tradition, citing examples like the Australian Aboriginal Dreamtime stories that have conveyed land management practices for over 40,000 years, and the Native American oral histories that accurately describe geological events from thousands of years ago. Norton actively encourages readers to offer storytelling services to public libraries, schools, and community centers, providing practical guidelines for engaging different age groups and cultural backgrounds. Norton also highlights how visual storytelling can challenge dominant narratives. His September 19th entry encourages creating personal films to counter the constant stream of negative media images that tell only half the story and perpetuate feelings of fear and powerlessness. With advances in video technology, ordinary people, including refugees, immigrant youth, and urban gang members, can now create and distribute films addressing their concerns and highlighting positive examples of cooperation and social action. He cites successful projects like the Refugee Stories Project in Jordan, where Syrian youth documented their daily lives, challenging stereotypes and humanizing the refugee experience. The book itself embodies the power of storytelling by sharing inspiring examples of individuals who have created change against seemingly impossible odds. On July 5, readers meet Jonathan and Flick Hart, retired teachers who support schools and children in Kisumu, Kenya. They make regular visits to an orphanage housing 45 street children in extremely challenging conditions, helping treat dangerous infections and raising funds for school desks and computers. Their story exemplifies how personal connection and persistent effort can transform lives. They've helped several former street children complete university education and start their own community projects. Norton includes detailed accounts of their fundraising strategies, relationship-building approaches, and methods for overcoming cultural and logistical challenges. These personal stories make abstract global problems concrete and demonstrate how ordinary people can make extraordinary differences, inspiring readers to take action in their own communities. Through these examples and others, Norton illustrates how storytelling can bridge cultural divides, challenge prejudices, and mobilize communities for positive change. He provides practical tools for readers to document and share their own stories effectively, emphasizing the importance of authenticity, emotional connection, and respect for diverse perspectives in storytelling. 365 Ways to Change the World ultimately offers more than a collection of isolated actions. It provides a comprehensive philosophy for sustainable activism. Norton understands that meaningful change requires persistence, community, and self-care. His approach balances urgency with sustainability, helping readers avoid burnout while making genuine impact through strategic, manageable steps that build upon each other throughout the year. The book's December 31 entry perfectly encapsulates this philosophy. On New Year's Eve, Norton encourages readers to evaluate what they've accomplished in their efforts to change the world, considering their most successful actions, what was most enjoyable, what had the greatest impact, what they've learned, what new connections they've made, and how they themselves have changed. This reflection acknowledges both the external impact of our actions and the internal transformation that comes from engaged citizenship. He suggests creating a personal impact journal, documenting not just successes, but also challenges overcome and lessons learned along the way. By quoting anthropologist Margaret Mead's famous words about small groups of committed citizens being the only force that has ever changed the world, Norton reminds readers that they are part of a long tradition of ordinary people creating extraordinary change. He reinforces this with numerous historical examples, from the civil rights movement to environmental conservation efforts, where seemingly small actions by dedicated individuals culminated in transformative social change. This perspective helps sustain activism even when progress seems slow or setbacks occur, providing both historical context and contemporary inspiration. Norton's approach emphasizes four key principles for sustainable activism: regular action, community building, self-care, and strategic thinking. He encourages readers to find their own rhythm of engagement, whether that means daily micro-actions or larger weekly commitments. The importance of building networks and support systems is highlighted throughout, with practical suggestions for connecting with like-minded individuals and organizations. Self-care strategies are integrated into the activism framework, including regular reflection periods, celebration of small victories, and permission to adjust engagement levels as needed. Perhaps most importantly, Norton's approach is fundamentally hopeful without being naive. He doesn't minimize the severity of global challenges, but he consistently demonstrates that meaningful responses are within reach. Through detailed case studies and success stories, he shows how individual actions can cascade into larger changes. By breaking down overwhelming problems into manageable daily actions, connecting readers to inspiring examples and communities of support, and encouraging reflection and celebration along the way, Norton provides a blueprint for sustainable activism that can last a lifetime. In a world often characterized by division and despair, 365 Ways to Change the World offers a radical alternative. A vision of global citizenship where every person, regardless of their circumstances, can contribute to building a more just, sustainable, and compassionate world. The book concludes with practical tools for long-term engagement, including monthly planning templates, resource lists, and connection strategies for building lasting activist networks. One day and one action at a time, Norton shows how persistent, thoughtful engagement can transform both individuals and their communities.